Never felt more like singing the blues. I never felt more like singing the blues. Without a thought that I'd ever lose your loving. Why'd you do me this way? I never felt more like crying all night. Oh, everything wrong and nothing's right. Oh, loving, why'd you do me this way? The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. Why'd you do me this way? All right, Jeff. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. I've never felt more like running away. But where will I go and how can I stay without you? Why'd you do me this way? This is a song maybe I know. I don't know. My senior moments are bothering me a little bit, people.
That's fine.
One thing is the sun's too daggum hot right here.
It is.
Ain't nothing we can do about that either.
That's actually the lights. I mean,
That's the lights. You can turn them down just a little bit.
You can turn those to like mid-afternoon instead of Key West here.
Yeah, it's a little hot. I think that is distracting me somewhat. I guess when I get old, I get lazy, you know. Before we get into this sweet love song right here, boys, I got to tell these folks a little fun tale they might laugh about, and it probably really happened. This military chaplain was walking through a large cemetery where a lot of the good old boys that gave their lives for our freedom in World War II were laid to rest, and he couldn't see all the way to the other side because of a little rise in the way the land lay. And all at once he got to listening and he heard a guy crying and swearing and cursing and all that stuff. And when he got to where he could hear the guy and see, the guy was knelt down on one knee and had his elbow propped on the grave and was pounding the grave with his fist and said, "Darn you, why did you have to die? When you was here alive, my life was full of peace and pleasure. And since you've been gone, it's been nothing but total misery." And the chaplain said, "Sir, what on earth is wrong? Who's buried here?" He said, "This is my wife's first husband."
Y'all be ashamed.
A preacher told that, I guess I can tell. All right.